Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My guest today is Justin Reeves, the CEO of the Hawthorn Football Club. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Justin.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you were appointed the CEO of the Hawks just last year. What's been your highlight so far of being part of the Brown and Gold family?
Yeah, so I joined Hawthorn in November of last year. So it's been, about 5 months now. And it's just, you know, to come into a club as well regarded and respected as Hawthorn has been fantastic. So just getting to know everyone in here and getting to know the way the Brown and Gold operate has been a real highlight. And now that the footy season started, that's what it's all about. So it's going really well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, congratulations on being appointed. I've certainly been pleased with how you've been very interactive with our players after the games and that kind of thing. But a serious question to start off. A co-host of the Chicks Talking Footy show, Beck Dahl, she does a rolling segment called Hair Watch, and she's a little bit obsessed with Ben Stratton's mullet. And she wants to know, as CEO, how much control do you have over his hairstyle?
Yeah, unfortunately, very little. It's funny, I had a conversation with Ben about this very thing yesterday. As you can imagine, we've got two mullets going around at the moment. And I was a little concerned that potentially there was a competition going on over who could grow the worst or the best mullet, depending on... the way you think, but yeah, I had a very quick chat with Ben yesterday. I think he's quite committed to the mullet at the stage.
Well, I'm a child of the 80s and was watching players like Gary Ayres and Dermy sporting much bigger mullets than Ben's doing at the moment, so I think he's got a ways to go. But
I might have even had a champion mullet myself in the
80s. Oh, I'd like to see that.
No evidence, so I better be careful.
The Hawks have put together a big vision for the next few years. Things like increasing our tally to 20 premierships by 2050 and two in the next 5 years, 100,000 members, of course, obtaining an AFLW licence amongst other things. Now, without giving away our secrets, what's some of the things the club's implementing to make some of these big goals achieved?
Oh, huge. You know, so, I mean, one of the benefits of new leadership and that, you know, Jeff Kennett coming back in as the president and myself as the chief executive is you get an opportunity to reset the strategy and strategic plan for the club for the next, you know, 5 years is what is normally done. But we thought we would actually go out a bit longer and have a look at what's our long-term vision, what do we want Hawthorn to be, you know, in the next 20, 30 years when you know, we're gone and there's other people in place. What can we put in place now to make sure that this club remains successful and financially independent and strong in the long-term vision? So what that does is you actually break it down. So we've broken down the first 5 years, and you know, some of those ones you mentioned are there. So we need to make sure that we've got the right people in place, like anything, and we put the right plan in place. We invest in the right areas, and we actually take a top-down view to go, how do we best position our people and this club for our success over the next 5 years, but also long-term?
Mm. Well, it's certainly an exciting time to be involved in the club and be a supporter of the Hawks with those kind of goals in place. Now, one of the things the club has really started to focus on too is being even more inclusive of players and supportives. And on Sunday, we're actually launching the Hawks Pride group officially. We have been doing things in the background with the club, and I've personally been very impressed with how the club has embraced us as a new supporter group. The function's taking place at the G before the round four clash between Melbourne and the Hawks, but why has the club really embraced us in the way that I believe is very positive?
Well, I think, you know, a football club is much more than what a traditional football club's been for a long period of time. You know, we really represent our members. And if we're serious about representing our members, that's all of our members and all of our people, you know, regardless of race or religion or gender or sexuality or you know, cultural background or whatever it is, we have to make sure that the people that put us in this position to administer and run the club on their behalf are represented. And that's equality at all levels for us.
Yeah, and I know the club is working towards a mental health and diversity inclusion plan, and that includes the LGBT TI supporters, amongst other things, gender equality, cultural diversity, intergenerational inclusion and cultural inclusion. Now, one of the criticisms that I have seen, even with us being involved in the Pride Games here at Joy and that kind of thing, is people often say, just play footy, you know, get back to playing footy. What would you say to people that have that attitude to what's happening?
Well, I mean, I think there's people within the club that are absolutely focused on just playing footy, and that's our expectation of them. There's other people in the club, you know, there's a lot of good and parts of the club that have to make sure that our supporters at all levels, as I said, are well represented, and they have as much input to the club as anybody else. So we have to make sure that we have these two-way conversations with every one of our members, but also making sure that the people that are expected to focus on footy the club's structured in a position that they can do that. I'm just saying, I believe you're joining our working group on our
Yes, that's
working group to help us.
Yeah, that's right. The Hawks Pride group, myself and two or three others that are involved in the Hawks Pride group are part of the working group to help inform the LGBTI inclusion pillar within the Diversity Action Plan. And yeah, and that's a great thing that we're able to do, and we really appreciate the club welcoming us into that space, because there are inevitably incidences that happen at the football where unfortunately we hear things and have incidents happen, and how are those things addressed? And it's great that the conversation has been opened up in that way, so we really appreciate that. Fantastic. And the other thing is, you know, even player education as well that can happen at a club. You know, even this week a player in another code came out and said some things that even though it was within their religious beliefs, has been what we perceive as quite damaging. What's sort of happening around player education at club level?
Yeah, well, we're in a position where we have, you know, 45 players on our list, and they come from lots of different backgrounds and different family groups and different areas. We make sure that we understand, because that's a lot of personality to deal with, so we have to understand, and we have to prepare them that they come into a mix where everybody is equal. We have to make sure that our education methods support that. So we do a lot with our playing group around respect. What does respect look like and at what levels? And that covers all the areas that we're talking about.
We look forward to, I know you're going to be speaking at the Hawks Pride launch function this Sunday. To the people that do come along, we're expecting it to be a great day. And I know Russell Green, Premiership player for Hawthorn, who's done a lot of work with stand-up events, is going to be saying a couple of words, although we promise not to spend the whole time giving speeches. There'll certainly be plenty of time for socialising. I know the club's also giving level 2 tickets to people that do attend. So we'd love to see as many of you come down on the day and be part of it, and hear about the vision of the Hawks Pride group going forward. So thanks so much for the club's support of our group and everything that you're doing, and I know that you've been just listening, which has been fantastic.
Thanks, Fiona. I'm actually looking forward to coming.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.